reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched and withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." When he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. These are the ones sown in rocky ground, who when they hear the word receive it at once with joy, but they have no root. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. I've heard the expression many times, God can never be outdone in generosity. If you're ever looking for a scripture citation for it, cite today's first reading. When David wanted to express his love for the Lord and his awe at the Lord's majesty by building a house for God, far better than the house that the king was living in, to demonstrate that the true king of Israel was the Lord himself. But the Lord, through the prophet Nathan, sent back and said, you won't build me a temple. Because in essence, the temple that God was preparing to build was going to be the temple of his son, built out of David's own flesh. And then after that, the temple he was trying to construct in each of us, in which God wanted to dwell in us far more intimately, far more really, far more substantially than he did in either of the two temples built in Jerusalem. God can never be outdone in generosity. His plan for us is just as great as his plan was for David. No matter what we want to do for him, he comes back in return and wants to build in us his dwelling place, thanks to the sacraments. So that should always fill us with incredible joy. It should make us, like Mary, say, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. My whole being has been made for God and consecrated to be his temple." In today's gospel, we have what I've always considered the most important parable, the one that teaches so much about how we are supposed to respond, not just to the word of God, but to every one of his interactions. A few days ago, I was talking to a priest about some of the struggles I've been having at the 4 o'clock Mass to try to bring people together to worship at the family, as a family. And the priest, who's a wise priest, a good friend of mine, said, 4 o'clock mass, a lot of old people at that mass. Said, true. He says, Raj, you can't teach old dogs new tricks. Fair enough, according to human logic. But every old Christian dog is supposed to learn new tricks. That's what this first part of the parable is about. Hardened soil is precisely that soil that's impenetrable to the Word of God. It's so hard that it can't get through, and then the devil so easily comes and takes it away. And there's that type of stubbornness in all of us at times. And it can be particularly prevalent among those, as I've said before, who come to daily Mass, who have heard the Word of God so many times before that we can respond to the Word of God saying, same old, rather than coming to Mass with the good soil, recognizing that the seeds that the Lord wants to plant that day are meant to lead to an explosion in growth, 30, 60, or 100-fold. We're always supposed to come ready to be changed. In order for that to occur, we've first got to desire that change. But then two other things need to occur so that we not have that superficial soil that immediately springs up with joy but then dies for lack of roots. We need to allow that word to sink deeply by meditating on it throughout the day, giving it that type of water, preventing that we not just have a first reaction, oh, that's nice, or maybe have an insight, but that we have a deeper reaction to it as we start to let it be applied to the parts of our life. And then against those thorns, those worldly cares and anxieties that choke the word, we have to name those worldly cares and anxieties and do all that we can to prevent it from killing that growth. When we come distracted to Mass, it's going to be hard for us to focus on the Lord's words. But when our desires are mainly on worldly things rather than on the kingdom, that's going to choke the word too. So part of that growth needs to be to examine where our heart is, where our desires are, so that we can recalibrate our desires to God's. And that's the way the seed will grow almost naturally. Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear.